You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning. Welcome back. We are listening to What's the Difference. I am Gina Della, your host. I always want to say hostess. I don't even know why, because it goes... Hostess with the mostest. And of course, I'm with Ross Savaki sitting next to me. You know, we said we're coming back with hiring and we're going to talk about the dirt today, which yes. I hope you all laugh as much as I still even thinking about what we're going to tell you. Actually, I have PTSD from it, but that's a whole situation.
And we're going to protect the innocent by not using their names.
Yeah, we're going to protect the innocent or the city they're from, but we might add the city. We'll see. We might add the city because some of them are pretty big. And it makes me, it's almost like counseling to myself if I can at least say the city. Okay. So I've been thinking as I go to like the grocery store, because I still like going to the real stores. I'm not the biggest online person, Ross. And I've been thinking about as I'm working with people, our hiring process, like, oh, I just want to talk to the manager at Sendix and give them advice.
Yep.
And, you know, I was at Sendix four times in the last 48 hours because I do have to buy my mom some fresh food because she just moved into assisted living and we did find some things as we went through her apartment from like, I mean her house from like 2012, a Duncan Hines pineapple upside down cake mix, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well she's just saving just to make sure, you know, in case she ever needs that. Isn't it like in your garage, you know, you save those bolts and the 2x4s because at some point I may actually need that. It's probably different with food, though.
I do feel like I am like her because she also had 45 area rugs. And just in case you can't get that area rug again, you buy as many as exist at Kohl's department store. But
there's good sale.
Yeah. So that's what I was thinking about. But honestly, it is so fun when I'm shopping now. I don't know about you. Do you ever have that where you're looking at people and how you, because we're getting so good at this hiring thing that you want to help other people.
That was a fantastic point that you said that too, because I feel the same exact way. And to give you an example, we were just at a car dealership this week and my wife's looking at a car and the salesperson, you know, he was going through and presenting the price to us. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to my wife or when we left the car, so my wife, I'm like, you know, half of me wanted to like say, stop, let me role play and show you how you actually should do this. You didn't even ask me for the sale. I was like, what are we doing here? So, yeah, it happens to me all the time, too. And I think it comes from a good place from us, right? But you just want to be able to help.
Okay. Before we get to the commercial break, can we just tell everybody out there, if you are in sales, people are expecting you to ask for the sale. Can you please ask for the sale? Oh, my gosh, I can't even believe you just said that. You went to a car. You went to go buy a car. Do you see why people really aren't laydowns? A laydown means we just say yes right away. Just ask us for the sale. That's what we're there for.
Yeah, the sale. Ask me, does it look good? Which one would you prefer?
Right.
Does the payment fit within your budget? I would have taken any of those. Because we teach all those and like, you know, because we always want to have a conversation with a customer. Never be salesy, but you kind of got to ask those questions to know the direction.
You have to ask those main questions for the poor customer to answer.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, when we get back, we're going to be back with the dirt.
I love it.
You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Welcome back. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. Okay, we are super excited to start part two of our hiring segment. And I know, Ross, a lot is on your mind with regard to hiring.
Well, it's obviously something we're going through right now, right? So hiring one rep for every location. So we've been into this process pretty heavy for the last probably 4 weeks now. So, yeah, it's important, right? I think we left off really good last time we talked about the PI, of how important that was to really look at those candidates, the multiple different interviews, you know, what we're talking about, what we're looking for from the candidates. And really where we're at is to talk about the next step, which we do is what we role play, right? I mean, that's the next part that we do with our candidates to bring them in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think what we talked about before, too, was what we do may be a little different than other places because it probably depends on the location or what you're hiring for, right? So, like, we're looking for salespeople now, so we'll do a role play, and it's pretty specific because we want to go through and find out open-ended, how is that person, you know, are they quick on their feet? But if you're hiring somebody that's let's say, an internal person, someone that sits behind a desk, that would be different, mm-hmm. right? Because what would you call that? Because we talked about this before, and you had a really good word for that versus role play.
I would just say a different scenario. You know, let's walk me through this scenario, depending on the person we're interviewing, what that scenario would look like.
Yeah, exactly. And then when we talked about it, too, is a lot of times we'll think of the people that are in that position that we really like, right, that do a good job at it, and then write down that list of, like, okay, what makes that person so good at that position, and then break those things apart, right, so we can look at the areas that are something that they can be, they can train, we can train it to them, they can be taught it, and then the other ones that are the behavior of that person. Because a lot of times when we do scenarios or role playing, we're not looking at the part of what they know, because we can train that. We're looking at that behavior of the person that's sitting across from us, of like, what's the good things in that person that we know we can elevate them with all of the different knowledge that we can go through to do.
I think that is another area why we are so different with how we interview, with what you just said right there. We don't sit there and look up or Google canned questions. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where, you know, tell me a time where it was your biggest area of opportunity and you had to, oh my God, I don't want that. I want the real person. And Ross just said it perfectly. We take somebody who is that perfect, in our opinion, they're perfect in their role.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yep. Because, I mean, that's what you're trying to emulate, right? And maybe the best way to say it is, it's not the perfect person, but it's the perfect things that this one does and the perfect things that this one does. Because a lot of times, right, if we could marry these two people together, they'd be perfect. So that's the areas that we want to look at, and we're trying to get out of the candidates when they come in and see, do they have that kind of behavior?
Right. And also with the marrying up, because it is hard to find that from head to toe candidate that usually has everything married up, we then also are so developed in our process where we know enough of our people that we put the strengths of both of the two people. We tend to have them sit next to each other, partner with each other, because now we have that whole. Because many times, people's personality, like a salesperson, for the most part, isn't an organized person.
Correct.
And if I want an organized person, don't expect a lot of sales.
Yeah, right.
It just they don't. That's not the same human.
And they're not going to be happy either, right? Mm-hmm. The organized person, we have good positions for them, but it's not sales. Salespeople like high energy. They like fast pace. They like, it's got to look different every day.
Right.
Right. That's just what they like for it too. One thing I want to touch on when I think about the role plays is it almost goes to back to what we said before. When we talk about the interview process, how we always make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think that same thing goes for when we have the role play person. When we have a sales rep that's coming in for that, they are generally always nervous, right? Mm-hmm. I think I've done 200 of them, and they're always so nervous. I think that is important that we try to go through, and I think anybody should do this, is take the time with that person, stand up. You know, if you're going to do role play, that's standing up, that everybody should be standing up, the two different people, and then make them comfortable, right? Don't jump right into it. Give them some time to adjust to it. If it's an interior person, so that one you're going to really go through and probably want to sit down so that they stay seated, but again, make them feel comfortable when they get into that.
Right. If you're sitting at your job in real life, having that conversation, that's what that scenario should look like. And I also think that's why we put our role play almost as a third, fourth step of our interview process, because by then they've at least gotten to know us 2-3 times. They're feeling more comfortable because it is nerve-wracking. I was a competitive figure skater at a national level. In front of thousands of people, I skated. I read in church, at mass. I'm in front of people all the time. And I had to do a role play for Pella Corporate. And I already had owned a window company for 17 years, and I was so nervous doing that role play, I had no saliva in my mouth. So I always wonder, how nervous are our candidates?
They definitely are. And I think the other part of it is, right, we want to calm down because we want to see the best person that we can get, and you need to get the nerves out of the way first. But you're right. I think we've all been in that situation where we can feel it, right? My face gets flush red, you know what I mean? And I can feel that going on. So if I can see that in the other person, I'm usually going to stop, and we're going to go through and have fun, talk about something, just to get them in a good place. Again, so I can see the best possible person of their best possible person of themselves that they can bring out.
So. Awesome. Well, when we return, we're going to talk about our next step You just heard about the role play, or we'll call scenario if you're not a salesperson. But then we will tell you our next step of our interview process. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della on WTMJ. Welcome back. You are listening to What's the Difference. I'm Gina Della, your host. I'm back with Ross. We left off our last show saying we were going to give you dirt. And I don't know if it's dirt or how you'll all can decide what you would call what we went through on some of these interviews.
Yeah, well, this next part that we do is it's a fantastic part because it really has that person let their guard down. So you get to see a little bit more reality of how they are in social settings, right? And that's why we do that peer lunch,
right?
Where we go through and we bring in, I mean, the two sides to it, and there's going to be some good stories about it. But one of the realities is, you know, that culture we're trying to protect for it. Part of that culture is that connection between the other people that are in that position. So with the peer lunch, we can bring in some of the people that do that position, have lunch with the new candidate, and then most importantly is afterwards, those peers can give us their feedback, right? So that they have buy-in that, yes, they're going to elevate the culture and they're going to want to go through and help them to succeed.
Right. And we had also learned, you know, this is before we're doing it, like, why is it such a good idea to have a peer lunch that, you know, you'd learn traits of certain people. For example, if they eat really quickly, they are someone, they get a lot done in their day. So watch if they're a quick eater. Ask or watch, did they ask for salt before they ever got their food, before they tasted it? So we're like thinking of all these things, and then reality happens and you have a peer lunch.
Yeah, and you see a lot more than that.
Yeah, like, trust me. So my first peer, well, this is what got us to a peer lunch, was I had a sales rep from the outside seemed just the right fit. Handsome, outgoing, got along well with people. And he's already hired, and I'm going on a ride along with him to watch him in the home. So we're following each other because it's in Green Bay, and I don't know Green Bay like I know here. And we're following each other, and we have to park on the street. And he takes the one and only parking spot. So I have to drive around and find a gosh darn parking spot. And by the way, I'm in heels looking good. Like, who does that?
Well, you found the one. And I'm actually probably not the only, but you definitely found the one. Well, how about when we're sitting at, we had one, right, where we're sitting at lunch. And it was a big group. I think we had probably 10 people there.
Yep.
And if you remember this one, same thing as you. Very well put together, educated person. And during, had to be 80% of the lunch, he's sitting down with a phone, just typing and texting away on his phone the whole entire conversation. People are looking at him, trying to get a conversation going. He just, quick answer, and he goes right back at it.
And I know this seems like you cannot make this up. I'm going to give you the details. We were at Bullwinkle's. I'll tell you right where we were. The longest table, yep. Because I bet there were even more than 10 people. And we tell everyone, get up. You know, it's a long table. Come talk to him. Get to know him. Make him feel comfortable. And he literally was like a 12-year-old on his phone, mm-hmm. and I was physically sitting next to him. It did not matter.
Yeah, and he was the one, I think, that I got the most feedback from the peers of pretty much absolutely not, no.
Right.
not a good, like, all right, heard it loud and clear.
And then we made a mistake, didn't we?
We did.
Mm-hmm. He was super sorry. We gave him the feedback afterwards. You know, this isn't going to work out. He begged us to give him another chance. And I mean, this is a very educated person we're talking about. I'm going to say with a doctorate degree.
Yes.
Because he is. Mm-hmm. And he came back and wanted to do the role play again. And he wanted to apologize to the team.
Yep.
So we had our sales team meeting, had to be 25 people in the mm-hmm. room. He stood up in front of the room and apologized to everybody. Did he not?
He did. He did. And explained the why. Yep. But at the end of the day, it didn't work out.
Because guess what? Now we're in training with him. We cave. We hire him. And we're in trainings, which are sick. I told you all, you know, that it costs approximately $35,000 to bring on a new hire. So we're training him. And what is he doing during training, Ross?
He's on his phone.
Oh, my gosh.
We missed the cue, right? We did not see the cue. But we got smarter. We learned. So we learned of, like, these things to look for of, like, okay, it's not going to change with time. If that behavioral trait is there, it's going to continue. What about the one that somebody was didn't even hold the door for you?
Okay. Okay.
It was actually almost slammed in your face. Yes. I think it's probably a better way to say it.
We are walking our whole group into the restaurant. You know, we're all parking. At this point, we are at Brookfield Square Mall, and we're going to Bravo. So you have to park at the mall, and we're all getting there approximately within a minute or two of each other. And I am walking behind the candidate who we're talking. He knows I'm there, walks in, and literally, if you've ever been to Bravo, you know the doors are heavy, and let the door shut in my face. Shut in my face. You cannot make this up, people. Do you see? Imagine now we can laugh about it, but what does that say about this person that we are letting into other people's homes? Your home, your home, your home, your home. So that was, I'm like, can we just not go to lunch right now? Can we cancel and save the money of lunch and put it towards shoes?
Right. Yeah. And it didn't matter gender in that one, right? It's just someone that's not thinking beyond themselves. Right, to
think of
the person that's coming behind you.
I hold the door all the time for people behind me. It has nothing to do with gender.
Yep. So, but that one was done.
That was done. We did have to eat. We were all hungry. We still did lunch, but it was over.
Well, you have to have lunch, right? It would be an interesting conversation to see what you actually did. Have turned around and be like, nope, this is over. Everyone, get in your car and go home.
Well, but it was on my open table dining, and I would have been penalized if we did not fulfill that reservation.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, it is all about me sometimes. You know, that radio station, WIFM. Okay, we are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross Sabaki. Okay, we are back. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross Sabaki, and we're going to wrap up our talk on hiring, but I know Ross wants to talk about something. I do have 3 years of psychology, and I know there's something he wants to get off his chest.
Well, before I even get to that, you had to go through and catch your phone, right? We're on break so that the ringer was off. And I was like, if this thing goes off during the air, we make reps. They get punished. They have to do something. So I was thinking, what are we going to have you do? And maybe apologize to the audience or something good.
Well, and I'm just going to say, because now that you just said that, it was MJ, our HR director, which actually makes me feel like throwing up. Like, why? She knows the rule. If she's going to call me, she has to first send me a text saying, you're not fired. Everything's right. Okay. I need
you're
to call
wrong.
You.
Yes.
And she didn't. She just called. And now I don't even know what it's for. So this might be the last episode of What's the Difference between Adela from Bella and
it's
Go.
It's been fun.
It's been great. Greg, hold my hand. I wish you could see me holding Greg's hand right now. Okay, Ross.
Well, we were talking about this, and we're talking about the interview process, right? But I think it's important. We talked about stories when they're sitting down and having their peer lunch. I think we should talk about stories that involve you of actually this just happened, right? I'm sitting in a meeting. I've got like my manager panel there. I've got the new rep. He's excited. You're not in there yet. And then all of a sudden you steamroll in, just coming in, and how it completely changes the whole meeting. Tell me about that, the last time that just happened. I can't use his name.
Well, I feel like it's a benefit to all of you, and I was unable to attend the entire interview, so I arrived and I opened up the door and I'm like, hello.
It's almost like the energy went up 10 points as soon as you came in there.
That was very nice.
Well, yeah, and it's true. I mean, the energy level went up. Like, so the candidate gets up to shake your hand and then
hugs you right off the bat. So I don't even know if this is a good interview, a bad interview. I don't know what process in the interview process you're at. I don't know if he role played.
Right.
Is it the first time we have lunch and he chewed with his mouth closed? I have no idea what happened. But this candidate gets up and right away hugs me. And I looked at Ross like the look like he's hired. Right?
Yes, you did. And then, and by the way, this was probably going on for like 3 or 4 minutes. Cause you remember finally I'm like, and it was you, the other manager, Mindy was there. I'm like, okay, ladies. I'm like, let's get back on point here. We actually have something to do today.
Oh, Ross is so mean. I just went off. You probably think he sounds so nice. He's always reining people in.
It's my job, but not always. I'd like to tell a story too, before we end this out here. So I was in a ride along with a rep, right? We do those ride alongs, get in the car just to kind of experience, you know, that experience within customers' homes, get to meet other different customers out there. And I'm in this rep's car and I'm sitting and I'm looking at his mirror. Hanging on his mirror is, you know, those little air fresheners, but he has the air freshener that is the picture of his wife. And I'm like, what is that? And he's like, well, he's like, you know, I just like to keep her close to me. I'm like, I bet she just really hates that, doesn't he? She's like, oh my gosh, yeah. So I thought, wouldn't it be great if I went through and got a whole bunch of Gina Della air fresheners and I handed them to the entire group. And I brought one here, and I'm going to give this to Greg as a nice present because I figured Greg needs to have one as well.
Oh,
he's Greg smiling ear to ear right
now. He's so happy. He has tears of joy. Tears of joy. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Well, that wraps up our Saturday of What's the Difference.
You can drop the mic now.
Oh, mic drop. Have a great day. Next week, you will be meeting another one of my mentors. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ.